Imagine uprooting one of the most popular monuments in Washington, D.C., and taking it on tour all across the United States. That is, in a sense, what John Devitt has done, not as a publicity stunt, but rather a way to honor those who gave their lives for this nation. His moving memorial is this edition of The American Countryside. In 1982, John Devitt was in Washington, D.C. for the dedication of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, often simply called The Wall. He was so moved by the experience of seeing over 58,000 names, some of which he served with during the war, he decided to build an exact half-size replica of the wall and move it to locations across the country so that all could witness it. The project was a bigger undertaking than he had first estimated.
This was a project I thought, we could do this in a couple of weeks, and it took almost 2 years.
With the help of fellow vets, Gary Haver and Nora Shears, the three began to put the names on the movable black panels that today travel the nation.
The names are silkscreened on. I had worked at a printed circuit board company, so I knew silkscreening, but not on this magnitude.
The wall was first displayed in Tyler, Texas in 1984. The idea simply kept growing from there.
People kept going, you had more than one, and I wasn't really in favor of that, but we were getting ready to redo it, and then I thought, if we're going to do one, we might as well do two.
This is a full-time job for John. The two moving walls travel to all parts of the nation. He didn't do it to bring attention to himself, but instead to those who gave all for their country.
The sadness should always be there, though. It should be there, but it doesn't have to be destructive sadness. It should be good. Everybody should be proud that these guys' names are out there in public so people can walk up and say, he gave his life.
Cities, counties, businesses, they raise sponsorship to bring the wall to their hometown. In turn, the moving wall brings a part of Washington, D.C.'s memorial to each stop it makes. Traveling the countryside in Lamoni, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.